The Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Hotels Association here in Western Australia. Bradley, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie.
Does this fill you with any hope?
To be honest, I'm very confident that Western Australia is in a very different position to a lot of the other states throughout the country, particularly New South Wales and Victoria. The roadmap has been developed by the National Cabinet as a minimum set of standards that need to be applied across all state and territory elements. And it is the minimum standards. But the good thing is Western Australia is so far ahead that I'm expecting there to be very different models announced by the state government here going forward. Now, we're in a very different scenario to New South Wales and Victoria, particularly the last 8 days. We've had no new cases. We have a very, very proactive state government that has been at the forefront of bringing in, for instance, the hospitality hygiene training program that was announced by the Premier and funded by the state government last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're the first state in the country to do it, and we're well ahead with nearly 30,000 people having completed that. That means that venue staff are aware of their health and safety and hygiene and sanitation and cleansing issues that other workers in other hospitality jurisdictions are not aware of yet. Now, in terms of the social distancing measures, what we're looking for is not this 10-person limit because that's unviable. It's not going to work for anyone. What we're looking for is the 1.5-metre distancing rule to apply to individuals who are not related or not there with family and the people they live with, and also 1.5 metres between tables of unrelated parties as well. Obviously, there's a range of measures that need to be implemented, including the staff training, signage, providing hand sanitizer, social distance markers on the floor. We can't have people standing at the bar or walking around. They've got to be seated at a table. But we think that type of model, where a venue would have up to 50% of their occupancy in the initial stages being able to be used, would mean that a small restaurant of 40 people would be able to have 20, or a small bar of 100 would be able to have 50, or a pub of 200 would be able to have 100. And the capacity there is very reasonable, but the 1-in-4 measure just doesn't work.
No.
25% capacity for a cafe of 12 people means only 3 people in it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's it. And we look at stage one, the fact that the restrictions will be eased to allow 10 people. Now, WA went that way 2 weeks ago, Bradley. So as you say, we are a little further ahead with some of those restrictions being eased. How confident are you that the Western Australian government has been listening to the industry, been listening to the Australian Hotels Association and other such bodies, that they will consider relaxing the rules around pubs and clubs of restaurants and cafes a little more liberally than we're seeing around the rest of the country?
Well, I think the important factor in all of this, Ollie, has been the Premier and the WA government has been driven by the health considerations of West Australians first in protecting our health and hygiene interests. Those decisions going forward around restaurants and bars and cafes and any hospitality business have to be precursed on that inability for the changes to allow for COVID-19 to be transferred or picked up by other people. That's the primary thing. And as an industry, we are 100% solidly locked into knowing we do not want one pub or venue in WA to become the next Ruby Princess. It's so critical we get that right first. So I'm very confident that the Premier and his decision-making, the Health Minister, even Paul Papalia as Minister for Tourism, have always reiterated that, and we agree with them entirely. The second factor is that the Premier was very strong on having the hygiene course up and running as soon as possible. We delivered that last week, and it's been up and running now. 30,000 people have done it. That's because it's been accessible, it's online, it's free of charge, there's no impediments to doing it. It still takes a minimum of half an hour to complete it, and the hygiene officers course will be launched next week as a condition of all businesses opening. They have to have hygiene officers trained and in place whenever the businesses are open. So I'm very confident that the right decision-making processes have been adopted by the state government, and the leadership shown by the Premier has been very good on this. I think as an individual, and my discussions with him about these issues have always been very reasonable, but I respect the fact, and we all need to respect the fact, that there are asymptomatic persons out there in the community who may not show any symptoms of the virus, that that could easily pass it on if they came into close distance, into close contact with others. And we've got to be very careful to support the contact tracing methods. And so, for instance, the COVID Safe app, we're very supportive of seeing staff and patrons download that app and have it in place.
Yeah, and we certainly all are, Bradley. Couldn't agree with you more. Let's hope that we're sharing a pint back in the pub sooner rather than later. That's Bradley Woods, the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Hotels Association.